In between her sobs, she heard the faintest tap at the door. Belle took a deep breath and forced herself to rise. "Who is it?"
"It's Mrs. Potts, dear, the housekeeper."
"Ah, so there are other people here." Feeling another surge of hope, Belle patted down her hair and tried to make herself look presentable. She opened the door.
"I thought you might like a nice cup of tea."
Belle's heart nearly stopped. The voice came from below, close to the floor. A ceramic teapot, sugar bowl, creamer, and cup came hopping into the room like a tiny porcelain army.
"This is all impossible," Belle whispered.
The teapot was very calmly pouring her insides into the cup.
"Slowly now, don't spill."
Dazed, Belle put out her hand and carefully lifted the teacup.
"Wanna see me do a trick?"
the cup asked. Belle almost dropped it. The cup shivered. Bubbles began to come up through the tea.
"Chip,"
the teapot chastised. The teacup shivered again, and Belle could have sworn she heard it giggle. Feeling strange about it, but not seeing that she had much of a choice, Belle took a little sip. Chip flinched and giggled again, making it hard to keep a grip.
"This is like, I don't know what this is like, the most incredible fairy tale I've ever read. Papa will be so..."
She stopped, remembering that she wouldn't be seeing him again.
"But I'm stuck here forever."
"Cheer up, child. It will all turn out all right in the end, you'll see,"
the teapot said sympathetically. Then she jumped, steam coming out of her spout.
"Look at me jabbering on when there's supper to get on the table."
Mrs. Potts hopped clumsily out the door, and her little retinue followed. Belle sucked down the rest of her tea and set the cup at the end of the line. He hopped quickly to catch up with the others.
"Magic," Belle suddenly realized, "must have a lot to do with why I've never heard of this place."